Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You better not duck me, son! You better not duck me, son!
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Canelo, are you ready?
I was born ready.
Considered by many to be, pound for pound, the best fighter in the world today. Four division, five-time world champion.
Oh, look at this guy.
He is now boxing's first ever undisputed super middleweight champion of the world.
Damas y caballeros de Guadalajara, Jalisco, México.
¡Viva México, cabrones!
You know my level. And you will see. Because I'm gonna fuck out everybody.
You know, I mean, I would love to fight Canelo. I would love to show the world that I'm the best.
I want to get Canelo out here to Houston.
Oh, Canelo, where your cojones at? Let's get it.
Payday, payday. You want payday. I know that. Man, you fight with nobody.
TheBoxingBoys.com.
Listos, pay los chingazos.
He smacked the shit out of Canelo in
get
person.
The fuck out of here, man. Please. I'm going to knock out this guy. Mira, en este momento puedo hacer lo que yo quiera, ¿no?
Saúl Canelo Álvarez.
SDS Promotions.
That's funny. You think that's funny?
A little bit.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. This is your second show of the day. And we're here to discuss an actually very, very interesting topic, as it seems that Turki Alashik has been able to put together the Wires co-op, and he's gotten everybody to work with each other on paper, and that universal promoting has already begun, as Golden Boy Promotions is now selling tickets to the Terrence Crawford fight, and so are other promotional entities. So it looks like Turki Alashik was able to deliver a message of unity to these promoters and get them to work with each other. We'll see how far he takes it, but with his newly announced partnership with Golden Boy Promotions and with Top Rank Promotions, one could only assume we may have a 5v5 coming down the pipeline with Golden Boy and Top Rank. Now, it gets better because it's already officially announced that Golden Boy, Top Rank, Queensberry, and Matchroom have all partnered. And according to the WBC, that's what they've done. Now, remember that the WBC has also struck a deal with Riyadh Season. So, as you can see, this is the WBC's official announcement of all four entities coming together under Riyadh Season's announcement of a partnership. Now, the Frank Warren partnership, it's already in stone with Riyadh Season, but the rumors are that Frank is making that move to DAZN. Keep in mind, Turki Alashik, a few weeks ago, was very excited about boxing going to DAZN and the fact that DAZN showed how good they were, and Mr. Alashik was hoping that one day boxing could land on DAZN and be the home of not only boxing but all combat sports, is what Mr. Alashik said. And I am pulling up that tweet now and screen sharing it. And I quote, "Recently, I have become interestingly impressed with DAZN's quality and with what they offer to us. I hope one day DAZN will become the home for all combat sports, especially boxing and MMA." Now, keep in mind the Top Rank, their alleged contract with ESPN should be up in 2025, making it a perfect opportunity for Turki Alashik to finish putting together Voltron in boxing so that we could get the best versus the best. Right now, he just needs to get everybody on one network. But by already getting two rival promoters to work with each other and one of those promoters to be willing to get on the rival promoters network where Eddie has stake and stock in DAZN, yeah, it shows that Alashik can really smooth things over, not only for boxing fans, but for promoters alike, right? Because I'm sure that's a lot of money on the table. And, you know, these guys would have left it if they couldn't settle their differences. But having a mitigator like Turki Alashik puts boxing and this particular project in a better space, I want to believe and hope that because of that, this will get accomplished. So let's get into the fantasizing a bit. We know it's official. We know he's partnered with Golden Boy. We know he's partnered with Top Rank as of today. Both of those are official. We know he's been working with Matchroom, and he's been working with Frank Warren and some dealings with Top Rank. But what we haven't got is an American 5v5, and he did put Frank and, you know, Eddie against each other. So for Golden Boy versus Top Rank, without doing too much research, you can do Shakur versus Cepeda, Keyshawn versus Schofield, Xander versus Virgil, Brian Norman versus Ryan, Johnny Beck versus Munguia. Johnny Beck moving up since he failed to make weight, already unified at 60. Move on up and continue to make history. You feel me? But this is what we're talking about. If you're interested, feel free to call in. Phone lines to call in via landline or cell phone will be open in another 15 minutes. Right now, you can call in via Discord and Twitter Spaces and give us your thoughts on a potential 5v5 coming down the pipeline for Top Rank versus Golden Boy. Top Rank versus Golden Boy 5v5. I say Shakur Stevenson versus William Cepeda. I say Keyshawn Davis versus Floyd Schofield. I say Virgil Ortiz versus Xander Zayas. I say Ryan Garcia versus Brian Norman. Johnny Beck versus Munguia. Sounds like we got ourselves a little plan, a little party, and boxing fans will be happy. I see nothing wrong with that. Hopefully, you know, Mr. Ali Sheik can, in fact, get that done for us. But the phone lines are open if anybody wants to call in. We're going out to the inevitable. What is up?
¿Cómo está, primo?
¿Cómo está?
Oye, primo, gracias, gracias. Thank you so much, man. I really do appreciate it. It's inevitable. D-Block, D-Town, D-City, D-Ville, Baltimore. Facts! This is great for boxing, Nez. This is great for boxing. You know, Nez, I think I've been the type of person that I've always initiated this. Why I said boxing deserves to be on the zone. Nez, I think I remember when I told you a long time ago, the zone has the fights in there. You could go in the app and see every fight that you want, majority of the great ones. De La Hoya, with all the fights, Canelo Alvarez, they're still there. Joshua, I think this is great. I think this is another step, Nez, where we're going to bring everybody together. We all know that Queensberry is about to be done with their promotional entity with whoever they're with right now. I think DAZN's going to grab them next year. I think this is beautiful, Nez. I think this is great. All we need, remember I told you that PBC with Amazon, what did I tell you, Nez? I said I was very disappointed that the PBC never wanted to come down to DAZN. But it looks the money for the Sheik, bringing more money into DAZN, I think that's great for boxing. Hermano, what do you have to say about that?
I'm with you 1,000%. I mean, this was my dream. I remember when the PBC didn't have a home, and I wanted them to go to the, you know, to DAZN. I was laughed at and said it'll never happen. But,
But Primo, why were you laughed at, Primo? Why were you laughed at? Why were you laughed at?
Because, you know, the PBC doesn't really, play well with others. So people just thought it was too far-fetched for everybody to be on one network. But, you know, we see that nothing is too big for boxing. It can get done. We just got to keep pushing, man, you know. The sport will get fixed.
Hell yeah, and it's going to be fixed big time. This is what we need. We need more money into the industry, which is the Sheik. He's committed 100%. We know this, and I can't wait. We got Queensberry. We got ESPN. I mean, we got Top Rank, Golden Boy. And all we need is that PBC, the last juggernaut right there, to get inside. And we're going to see it in August when they're going to fight. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, I want to say I appreciate you, Sheik, because at the end of the day, DAZN will be the mecca of boxing, and that's what we need. My brother, we're going live tonight at 8 o'clock on X. And thank you so much, Nez. I appreciate you. And you know what we're coming with? We're coming with that heat. We ain't ducking and dodging nobody, and we especially ain't ducking Tank Davis. That guess what, Tank? The Sheik gonna take over. You really gonna have to fight the real fights now. It's inevitable. D Block, D Town, DC, DVille, Baltimore.
Stand up, champ. Real quick, I just want to remind everybody via screenshot that Turkey Ali Sheik.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's.
The Turkey Ali Sheik has already begun dealing with PBC, and we were expecting an announcement a while ago. It didn't come, but I'm expecting that announcement to come down the pipeline soon. Remember, this particular tweet is from April, where he says, working with the PBC, quote, unquote, Al Heyman, exciting news on the way. That news never came. Will it come now? As Turkey Ali Sheik's Baltimore Wires co-op comes together. I mean, I'm shocked, you know. I'm genuinely shocked that he's able to put this together. I would really, really, really be happy with a 5v5 Golden Boy Top Rank. Once again, if you want to call in, my hypothetical 5v5, Shakur Stevenson, the WBC champ, taking on his WBC mandatory and number one contender in all sanctioning bodies, William Cepeda. Keyshawn Davis dying, starving to get out that shadow of Shakur Stevenson, taking on the big talking Schofield Familia. Schofield Familia, because you know both you fight one Floyd, they both coming. We got Xander Zayas taking on Virgil, proving is he the goods. Brian Norman, step up. Step up into the popularity leagues versus Ryan Garcia. And Johnny Beck finally gets a worthy opponent that we would care about in Jaime Munguia. Once again, this is what we're talking about. Twitter Spaces available for anybody that wants to call in, as well as Discord. Remember, the landline will be opening up in about another 9 minutes. That number to call, 1-563-999-3427. Tip Bellis, what is up?
Yo.
Takeover. Oh, man. The takeover.
I don't know. What is he taking over? I'm trying to figure out, like...
You in denial, bro. Bro. Lead with, I'm happy for Oscar. He's been begging for Atlas Sheik, and Atlas Sheik came to the rescue. Lead with that, because you was capping for Oscar, right? So lead with that. He got that Rockefeller startup money he wanted.
Shout out to Golden Boy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Golden Boy. But, you know, I got to hold it down for the PBC, man, because, you know, we still running things around here. You feel me? Like,
that's cool. I mean, I just reminded you that Turkey, in regards to Turkey, he already said he working with the PBC and announcement was coming. The pieces got to fall into place. You know how that go.
Hey, listen, man. I don't want to hear nothing from Turkey unless Turkey talking about making a Demetrius Boo-Boo Andre versus Terrence Crawford fight respectfully, bro. And I'm going to tell you why, man. Because I just seen an interview with Terrence Crawford where Terrence Crawford went on to say that the most meaningful fight to his legacy is Canelo, because it means, I mean, no, a Canelo means more, a Canelo fight means more to him than a Boots fight because of his legacy and his bank account. Like, hold on, bro. Like, I'm sorry. Did Canelo not turn, like, basically not make a boo-boo fight happen because he said Demetrius Andre wanted a payday? Like, is this where we at right now? Like I don't want to see that fight. If Terrence Crawford is talking about a Canelo fight means more to him because of his bank account?
I'm sorry to tell you alone, bro. Many people want Canelo Crawford.
Nah, but what I'm saying is, listen, if that's the case, then Turkey Atlas Sheik should make a Demetrius Andre versus a Terrence Bud Crawford fight, respectfully, because Boo Boo came up two weight divisions and basically fought this man's mandatory. He put everything on the line. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have to fight a David Benavidez, but he did because he wanted to fight the best of the best. And they weren't making the fights happen. But Terrence Crawford
I got Canelo on the line.
Anybody?
I got Canelo on the line.
Horrible fighter.
I guess, man. I guess he's a horrible fighter. I wonder how many people can really think Terrence Crawford could beat Demetrius Andre. Because Demetrius Andre showed me more versus David Benavidez than Terrence Crawford showed me against any level of opponent. I'm sorry, bro. Terrence Crawford, I never faced the level of opponent compared to David Benavidez. Never.
I had the balls to work hard without testing.
Oh, my bad. I was looking for the one that says, get the fuck out of here.
I really do have Andre smoking Terrence Crawford, bro. He goes up to 168 pounds. That's a fight I want to see.
Get the fuck out of here, man. Please.
We going to get this man a gift moving up two weight classes. Fuck no. Fighting Majumov, who Eddie Hearn won't even promote for real. He trying to push a Boots fight. He Majumov like promoter.
Eddie is promoting. Who you think started the whole Triple G-like physique? That's all Eddie.
Hearn ain't even give us Triple G versus Boo Boo. Like, come on, bro.
He can't make people fight them. So, you know, all he could do is offer the fights. That's the bell. All he could do is offer the fights. He can't make people actually get in the ring. No promoter can do that. New York Bullet, let me get a check, or Brandon. Let me know if everything is good on Discord, as I see some people there, but I don't see anybody requesting, which, you know, to me means something is wrong. You feel me? But if you are watching this on YouTube, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, and don't forget that you have an opportunity to win an all-exclusive 3-night stay at the Orleans Hotel and Casino, plus 2 Ultimate Weekend Fight passes for the Ultimate Weekend Fight Fan Experience. August 8th, Boxing Fans Dream Weekend, as the class of 2023-2024 induction weekends take place. There's going to be festivities. Zab Judah's going to be having a celebrity bowling event, Plus, there'll be meet and greet experiences, and don't forget the induction itself. You'll be part of that with 75 measly dollars. You can buy a raffle ticket with the potential to win a three-night stay and two passes to the entire induction weekend. Remember to head on over to Nevada Boxing Hall of Fame.com / The Boxing Voice. Use the acronym. That's how you get there. That's NVBHOF.com/TBV. Go ahead and get yourself an opportunity to get two tickets and meet a bunch of your favorite fighters, both current and retired. I did say I was going to go to their, you know, Instagram earlier and actually give you everybody that they've already announced. I didn't do that, so we'll try and do that this time around. We're going out to Angel. What up?
Yo, you hear me?
Yep.
All right, so shout out to, so Ness, how long has the Golden Boy been in the business? Let's start with that.
I don't know. They got a good amount of times. They used to be considered one of the big three.
Okay, so, you know, you Oscar ain't never been back in. He got this shit off the mud.
You lying. You lying.
Hold on. He never been back in. He been in the sport. He from the bottom to the top.
I mean, it sounds like a nice rap song, but the truth is he's made numerous videos insinuating that he's received no calls and feeling left out. If you didn't take it that way, that's okay. You're optimistic. Okay. Everyone else understood that he was feeling left out and pouting.
He can't be left out. No one can be left out. See, at the end of the day, Turkey needs them. They don't need Turkey. Turkey needs them. It's the other way around.
You mean Turkey wants them. You mean Turkey wants them. He doesn't need none of them because he's done fine in finances without them. He wants them, and he, guess what, has acquired them. So your stance on Golden Boy and how long they've been around, none of that matters. They accepted the buyout. They're part of the co-op.
None of that matters. It's all good, though. But
are they part of the co-op or not?
Yeah, but...
Oh, why? So it don't matter. You know who matters? PBC. They haven't officially accepted and bent down on knees yet. Let PBC kiss the ring, then it's all good. Everybody's down.
We trying to benefit the sport of boxing. See, Oscar always thinks of boxing first before his company. That's the difference.
No, and listen, I credit Oscar and you for being, you know, stand-up guys and accepting the multi-million dollar deal to play fair with others.
Now, let's get to that disgusting 5-on-5 matchup you had. So, the first disgusting matchup, Virgil Ortiz, Xander's eyes. You trying to get that young boy killed?
I mean, neither one have proven nothing, and truth be told, Xander has the bigger win with the former world champ actually in his division, where Virgil has fought fighters of good caliber, usually not in their division.
Nice. You gotta just go study Virgil's resume, bro. Like, this is getting disrespectful. Virgil got a real solid resume with Cavalasses, Maurice Hooker, Mauricio Herrera, Brian Solomon. Like, he's
name one of those guys that are perceived more durable and more qualified and with more accomplishments than Patrick's former WBO champion Teixeira.
Bro, we all know this whole championship. Just because you a champion don't mean nothing.
Oh, okay. So you chose not to answer. You chose not to answer and cry. You chose to cry. Okay, so Xander does have a better resume then. That's what you're explaining.
So one fight overrules the 10 fights he got.
But it's not your time.
Xander's younger and took a bigger step up in the WBO former champ, Patrick Teixeira.
When we
consider in 54-pound division, Xander's done more. Your man's biggest win is a welterweight win. Like, knock it off. He fought Frederick Lawson at 54. That's the bell. I don't want to school you in front of class. You can't get points at 54 for fighting Cavalasquez at 47. Xander has the bigger, more credible win at 54. No disrespect to anyone. Just simply, you know, stating the facts. So, yeah. Let's see here. I don't know. Did anybody tell me? Oh, Discord is silent. All right. Well, thanks for the heads up. Let me go ahead and get it done again. In the meantime, we got Cliff in Connecticut.
You, we on?
This thing is on.
Hey, yo, what's your five, Ness? I missed the monologue, but I heard the last one. What's your five? Run it down for me real quick.
I got Shakur Stevenson taking on his mandatory.
The beta.
Yes. Then we got.
I already knew that. I got to be.
Then we got Keyshawn versus Keyshawn? Schofield. Then we got Virgil. Then we got Virgil versus Xander. And then
hold on, where you going? Who could it be? Who could top rank put against Virgil besides Xander? Who's the next best fighter in that division?
At 54? They ain't got nobody else.
That's why I gotta agree with you.
Nah.
That's what I was trying to think when I was listening to y'all. Who else could it be?
Yeah, Troy Eisley moved up to 60, so I don't think they got nobody else at 54 coming to the top of my head. Like, maybe if Troy Eisley moved back down, I can't think of another 54-pounder that they got.
So by default, and that's a good fight, too. I understand why he wouldn't want Zayas, though, because Zayas is kind of moved, like, they moved him real slow, like, so he might, that's a real big step up. Even though Virgil don't got the resume, Virgil was, like, more sought after.
Yeah, we're going to see how good Virgil is, you know, with Bokachek right there. We're going to see, is he the goods? Like, that's going to change my mind right there. He might come out of that, and I got him as the number one junior middleweight, but he got to come out of that.
So who are the two fights?
Brian Norman versus Ryan at 47.
Oh, and that's money.
And Johnny Beck and Munguia.
But Ryan is suspended. When is the 5-5 coming?
I mean, bro, we got to promote. We can announce this year for next year and be promoting. Ryan out off of suspension in April. This could be a May fight. Get Ryan a little
There's
crazy
no,
ass
I don't
in the
even
gym.
I don't even think Turk could afford this one. You know how much money that shit gonna cost? That would be the best fight.
You tripping, Turk?
Of all time.
Turk could do anything, bro. Anything is possible through God, and he's been doing it with boxing.
Yo, that shit would be so crazy. This is like the dream team type shit. That would be
this the shit that
ridiculous.
They used to laugh at me and say, Ness, you fantasizing. You playing fantasy boxing. Here I go right here with a smile on my face while the haters, they sick right now. They sick, hot and in the back call right now. Like, damn, yo. Turk really did it, yo.
He ain't do it yet, though, nuts.
I mean, he got four.
You gotta hope that
he got four out of five. Like, PBC's last and they next. And I already screen shared that in April he told y'all, I'm working with Al and the PBC. So announcement coming soon. The announcement
like
ain't
time.
Come because all the pieces got to fall into place. Maybe PBC was like, yo, show me you really could do it. Bag everybody else and we last. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't doubt the Turk, man. He big Turk for a reason, man.
Yeah, he going to show us. If he get this shit pulled off, he definitely going to show us. All right.
Call in. Call all. We talking big Turk the God over here, man. Who's interested? Bringing boxing to new heights and horizons, man. Giving the boxing fans exactly what they want and deserve, man. Soundcheck on Discord. Soundcheck on Discord. Riz, what up?
Hey, Nuss, can you hear me?
Perfect.
All right, good. We can hear it in Discord as well. Yeah. She did it, man. Missed one more PBC. Definitely gonna be undisputed in the promotional network side. So with all these promotion companies going together, do you think we're gonna be seeing like a lot more tournaments rather than like a 5v5?
I love tournaments too, but I honestly do not mind those 5v5s. Those are some good nights of boxing. Like right now, they did Matchroom in Queensbury. Let them do Top Rank and Golden Boy, and the winners and the losers meet. So The winners, well, you fight Warren's winners. The losers, you fight Eddie's losers. You know, and, okay. And we go from there. Like, bro, this don't gotta stop. It don't gotta stop.
Yeah. Shit, make a tournament out of a 5v5. I fuck with that. I fuck with that.
Me too.
But yeah, also, you know, to touch on Xander Zayas, Virgil Ortiz, I think that would be a perfect matchup. You know, both of them are untested in the way. Xander's a little bit more tested since he had the Teixeira on his resume. But honestly, I'm not 100% sold on Virgil Ortiz. So him fighting like a youthful Xander Zayas, and definitely will show me like if he's a real deal. But yeah, that's my call, Ness. I just want to show my excitement out of this big Turkey announcement, man.
Nah, I appreciate you calling in. Remember, ain't no us without you. We need that second show. We got plenty of second shift workers. Got to get them through their day and my third shift. Discord available. Twitter Spaces available. And we going out to Juan in Houston.
Yo, Ness.
You.
Man. He's got to know Turkey Money real long, man. Shit. Man, that's crazy. So what is it? What exactly have they said regarding, like he's talking to Oscar? You know, like, what's the details?
One... For Top Rank, it says that they'll be Riyadh Season and Top Rank will be doing 12 events together. So that's huge.
Wow.
But all the details for everything are not out. But, you know, the announcement is. But the Golden Boy, they've already started to promote Crawford Masvidal. And they don't have any dog in that race. They're just strictly using their email blast list to promote the Crawford fight, which again just shows that the co-op is not only
they gotta be mixed in somewhere because they ain't gonna get permission to do that if they ain't already got some kind of so that means it's already set in motion even at the basic level, huh?
Yep, no, it's set in motion because like I said, they've already began to promote an event that doesn't belong to Golden Boy, which is the Crawford event. So.
But the 5-on-5 is just something you coming up with. Ain't nobody saying nothing about no 5-on-5.
No, not yet. But that's my hunch because obviously, you know, it's been talked about. It was just basically Oscar, you know, not really on board, so to speak, and we kind of got that now.
Well, it's good because
you breaking up, champ. I don't know. It sounds like you got a really bad connection, but it's more like Bluetooth than service.
I'm on my laptop instead of my phone.
Are you good now? Yeah, you good.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, I remember when a few years ago, Cotto and Golden Boy were fighting on Top Rank. They had like some, they were fighting in Puerto Rico for like the Hurricane Maria relief or something. So I know Golden Boy don't mind working with Top Rank. Man, I'd like to see that 5-on-5. I really would, man. Man, that's good. All right, Ness, I'm out of here, man. Let me let y'all get back to some callers. TBB, like, and subscribe.
Appreciate you, as always. Yeah, man, just hoping that everything works out the way that it should. PBC's been starving for dates. They don't have enough dates. DAZN has unlimited bandwidth. DAZN can make, you know, Friday night fights, Tuesday night fights, Thursday night. They could do whatever they want. They could put 3 Friday night shows. Frank Warren could run a show. Golden Boy could run a show. PBC could run a show. You know, it's unlimited with DAZN. I tried to tell people, but hey, you know, you starting to see. Tone, what's up, brother? Exciting news, man. I mean, 4 out of the 5 entities have signed on. It's officially the Wire Co-op from Baltimore. Turkey Al-Sheikh done put it together.
Exciting news. Big news for boxing. With that said, Ness, who destroyed the co-op? Marlo Stansfield.
Marlo, But Marlo had a very tight team. He had a tight team. You seen them how they moved. And that's why they ran down on all of Stringer Bell and Avon spots, because they were not they didn't have unity. Remember, Stringer wanted to be business, Avon wanted to be street. That team wasn't tight like Marlo. Marlo and his team knew what they wanted. They was out to take over. That's not PBC no more. They used to be Marlo. They used to be Takeover. They used to have unlimited days. They used to put on the big show consistently. That's not consistent. They would be stupid not to take this handout. Like, they got a distribution deal. They don't get no upfront money. We still waiting for this alleged August card from Caleb Plant that ain't been announced. They said it's 30 days. It was 30 days out when they said it was about to be announced. It still ain't been announced. Shit's supposed to happen August 17. Like, as a boxing fan, it don't matter if you gangbanging for these entities or not. If you a fan, you should still want PBC to get an influx of cash.
Yes.
They got starving fighters that you dying to see fight. Brandon Lee wouldn't have to be on Frank Warren. Hopefully now it don't matter that he's with Frank Warren, because ultimately he's with DAZN and he can get a shot at everybody on DAZN. But, you know, they saying PBC is prop Joe now. I don't know that he is.
But will that man?
Oh, he broke up. He broke up.
You hear me?
Yeah, you back.
Will that dude from Baltimore with the good braids, will he jump down? Because, you know, he a turkey hater.
Again, they the last piece. They the last piece. Nothing is easy, but, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. Rome wasn't built in a day.
It's fired.
And remember, like I screen shared Turkey Alashik's message, he's laying out the, as C Dub would say, he's laying out the breadcrumbs. He told y'all, oh, DAZN doing such a good job. You know, I'm so impressed with what they doing. I look forward to them being the home of boxing. Like, the breadcrumbs is there. You know, he wants what he wants and he's putting it together. We got the breaking news that was leaked a few days ago. You know, could have been a couple days, could have been a week or one or two. But Frank Warren's, you know, Queensberry promotion is rumored to be going to DAZN as well. We already know Top Rank just signed a partnership, but their deal with ESPN is up in 2025. So if I'm feeding you now and then your deal's about to be up, you know, you more likely to at least entertain my offer. You know, of coming on over to DAZN. So, yeah, nah, man, I see. I mean, look, I remember saying this not too long ago and being laughed at. So, you know, people thought this wasn't even possible. And we got 4 out of 5. We got Frank versus Eddie to actually do a card against each other. I mean, you know, Al ain't even out here to really say he got beef with nobody. We seen the beef with Eddie and Frank. That dates back years. So, you know, Alashik ironed that up and made that happen. I don't see no issues, man. Again, 4 out of 5. He had already announced, which I screen shared, that he was going to work with the PBC back in April. And he said an announcement was coming soon. Maybe they wanted to see him put it together first. Maybe they didn't believe, just like a lot of these boxing fans didn't believe that it can happen. So, you know, show and prove. And I think that Big Turk has done that. We got Big If on a check-in.
Yo, you hear me?
Be loud and clear.
I salute you, but most of all praises be to the Most High, the face of boxing, Big Turk, man. Come on, dogs. This is the kind of news I want to hear, man. I've been waiting for this in my entire life as a boxing fan. I want to see all the promotional companies work together. Hey, yo, Banger, son. You still could bang. Because when everybody on the same label and they doing a 5v5, you still could bang for who you're banging for, man. It's not over, man. This is good news, man. Like, as a boxing fan, you got to be borderline 730 if you don't like this news, man. Like, what are y'all talking about, man? Salute to the face of boxing, man. You're right, man. The Saudi co-op is here, man. PBC, get in line. before you go out like Snoop talking about how my hair feel and you get boomed on in the car, man. You all right? So salute to the face of boxing. You bang your PBC fan or whoever you banging for, man, because they're going to do the 5v5. But technically, isn't Pitbull fighting on the Terrence on the card?
Yep.
Yeah.
So technically, you can see in line with them, right?
Yep.
David, Big Tank Ruiz. Andy Ruiz.
Right. Yo, if you call, all those callers that called in previously, y'all borderline 7:30, man. Stop bugging, man. If you're calling in, the first thing you got to say is big up Big Turk, man. That's it, man. I'm out. Good day for boxing. Peace.
Bend the knee. The Lannister, Cersei Lannister, Daenerys Targaryen told y'all to bend the knee. PBC, don't be looking like a hater now.
Word.
They got to bend the knee, man. It's not even bending the knee. It's like y'all over there at Amazon looking crazy. Y'all ain't needy. Been on no commercials.
They needy. They need that shit. Look. Again, if they don't take this tone, we have to question how good they are at what they do. They don't have dates. It's about to be August. We've had 3 shows. Like, there is no more gangbanging. You don't hear people calling in and defending no more. They've literally denounced and dropped their flags. They don't have any hope anymore. This is a lifeline. The PBC is being thrown a lifeline. I mean, Isak Cruz and Rayo, they lucky. They on the Crawford card. So they got a date. They don't got to worry about PBC and Amazon and no dates. Like, you know, I don't get it, man. PBC need to get down, man, and just ride it. Ride that wave to the top. Ride that wave to the top.
What if Gervonta Tank Davis, like, I'm just going to be the cash cow. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I don't know that that's how that works. You know, he's still advised by Al.
Mm. Yeah, he going to have to, like, Al Haim going to have to hit Tank, like, look,
even
man.
Even Morrell, bro. Morrell getting a $500,000 payday to fight Hot Rod. You know, he ain't trying to hit that gangbanging shit. This is biggest check yet and his best opponent yet. Turkey Alasheek did that. You know, thank you, Turkey Alasheek. Keegan, what up? This must be Bo. Bo, what up, Rogers? What you got to say? Bang, bang, PBC gang.
Early.
You. Miss. You.
Bang, bang, PBC up, gang. What up?
Early.
Bo Rogers?
You don't have to strong arm or everybody to get in the door. You know, we still got the fighters. We send fighters to ESPN. We send fighters to the zone.
Who's we, sir? I'm sorry. Who's we?
Everywhere.
Who's we? I'm sorry.
The PBC. The PBC. Y'all want our fighters. The PBC. Ain't nothing changed. I trust Al Haymon. If Al Haymon cool with it, I'm cool with it. I don't think he gonna make no dumb moves. But I think the Turk spending dumb money, so why not get it? We going to get as much of it we can get, and we still going to have it.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
You still gonna say PBC. And when we decide we want to pack up and leave, we gone. Them other guys ain't flexible like that. We got fighters on. Like I just said, we send them to ESPN. We send them to the zone. We send them to go to. They come to us. We got our fingers in everything. I trust Al Haynes. So this ain't no sad day for us. We good. You know, it's all about, I know who the fighters y'all want to see. You know what I'm saying? And like I really don't, I done seen so much boxing in my day now. I just only want to see the fights that I need to see when they ready. So I don't mind a guy going through his, you know, going through what he got to go through, build himself up and get there. I don't mind that. But when it's time for him to fight somebody I want him to fight, I know where to find it at. But long as we got Amazon and we got the zone, hey, that's stronger. That makes us more stronger. We a lot more flexible. We're a whole lot more flexible than all these other guys. So just think about that. You know, it's the takeover. Pretty soon you'll just see PBC fighters on their own. Once they go to realize they're looking at the numbers, ain't nobody really watching you ever fight. You know, might well just not, you know. And then they'll just let the PBC fighters do what they do. I trust Al Haymon. That's all I got to say.
Hey, yo, you got any gifts under the tree this year? Because you still trusting Al Haymon with zero gifts under the tree for Christmas. You got three events.
Hold on, man. I thought you liked that idea.
You got three events this year. You talking about I still trust Al.
No, I done seen a whole lot of boxing this year.
Yeah, from everybody else. From everybody else, PBC had three. PBC had three events.
Ain't PBC alone. Who the hell the biggest events, though? Who had the best of it? We sending fighters now to help Terrence Crawford's card be worth a damn. He ain't shit. I ain't want to get on him, but you gonna make me do it. But like I said, we taking over. We don't have the strong arm or everything. They gonna let us in the dust. A vampire can't come in your house unless you invite him in. Once you invite us in, we start sucking up all their goddamn blood. You'll see what I'll tell you. Give me 2 years. Give us 2 years. It's Amazon, the zone. Hey, when you got that type of bagging, how can you be stopped?
Champ, I gotta let you go. I can't let you sit here and rob us of naturally clean air that we should be breathing.
Hold on. I thought it was a good thing, man.
You talking about give us 2 years. I gotta go, man. Give us 2 years. He done stole 13 years from the boxing fans and had the game on in lot, you know, and you talking about give us 2 more years. No thank you, my friend. No thank you. Let us free.
Let us free,
okay? No thank you. We good. We gone, man. I'm a star. We out of here. No way. These dudes are tripping, you know? Hey, no, give him another chance. I can't
believe
it.
They're like
addicted.
Hello, can you hear me?
Joker.
What's up, man? This is dope, bro. I like it. Hey, you don't think the big boss at Top Rank told Loma, let's wait. And let's fight Cepeda. We're linking up with Golden Boy. This is an easier fight for you. You ain't going to get knocked the fuck out. Let's save it. Cepeda.
Yeah, I still think he can get knocked out by Cepeda.
You think so? I don't think so.
I don't think that it's like as high a probability as Tank. But yeah, Cepeda throws mad punches. I mean, he stopped Giovanni.
No, that's facts. But you think that's something that's possible and that's... And that's what happened. It's not really Loma taking a break.
Nah, Loma ain't taking one for the team. He ain't out here about to act like a duck just because they want him to.
And then shout out Jaime, you know. I don't think he's gonna fight no Jannebeck, bro. This is it's been looking like a lineup already, cause and Billy, he's top ranked, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his fight is coming up pretty soon with Derevchenko. Jaime is about to fight Bazinyan. Why not Billy Munguia to start that 5-5?
That is a good fight. That's a better fight. Johnny Beck, you know, he's probably a little bit more known to Americans for fighting on ESPN, but Mbili has a better style for sure.
And then Mbili's ranked just one number ahead of Munguia. It puts Munguia again for a rematch with Canelo. That's funny. Hey, Two-Tone, you got to tell your boy to come on this way, bro.
Who
Benavidez?
David, who else?
He go. They bought the tag team. Givon must be calling in next to say
hey,
fight.
Tell David to hop on over here, bro. Even you had to hop on over here with the TBV. You know, David got to do it. He's over there being oppressed.
We about to get Jaime. David Jaime.
David,
that's what we want.
David got the favor of Turki Alashik. Turki Alashik was trying to pay him millions to make 164. Remember, David is good. David is good.
Man,
you worried about
pay
David?
Millions to die, bro. That guy will not make 164. You're crazy.
You're right, and that's why he didn't take it. But he revealed that Turki Alashik was trying to get him to do it. So David is good. Alashik is interested in him.
Man, David is just David, bro. Like nobody gives a fuck about him
except you, who always find a way to talk about him.
I mean, this dude can't get a fight with Canelo, bro. Like, nobody cares about him.
I mean, guys like
Jaime.
You. Guys like you.
Man, Jaime's getting him, Billy. Like I said, your boy is being left out. He's that last pick
that's what
at
you
the
want.
Basketball court nobody wants.
That's what you want.
Joker.
Nah, that's what it is. Who's he for? But who's he fighting if it ain't Canelo, bro?
You may feel like it's your time. But it's not your time.
William Scar?
All right, yeah, Joker, that's the bell. Tyrant is on you.
Yo, yo, what's good, Ness?
What up, what up?
What's good, Two-Tone?
What's good?
Not much, man. Another day, another blessing, man. Shouts out TBV. Hope everyone's straight tuning in. Yeah, man, that's good news, you know. Turk bringing everyone together, which it should have been. It shouldn't be this hard for all promoters come to the table and work with each other for the greater good of the sport. I did see him. I don't know if he did ink the deal, but I saw him and, you know, Dana got some stuff supposedly coming out too. So he got his hands in a lot of stuff. And like you said, and that's like, he wants these fights. He wants these fights. Like, this is what he wants. He enjoys the sport. So, you know, that's good. You know, we got someone that's not money hungry, that's not looking to, you know, get more than what he wants. All he wants is these fights that the rest of the fans want as well. So, big up to Turk, man, doing it. I'm excited. I'm excited for the 5-on-5. I think that's dope. That's different in the sport. I like what he said with 5-on-5 with Terrence. And Canelo, like, that's huge. Like, he's doing good things for the sport of boxing, man. He honestly is, because if it's not him, who would be the guy to bring everyone together? No one. You know, it would be too many people, pride and ego. And you know what, Ness and Two-Tone, I was just thinking, man, because I'm like, okay, where did this, I want to say, just transfer, like, did a whole 360? And I was just sitting, I'm thinking, like, okay. And in my opinion, tell me if I'm wrong or not, but I believe that boxing pivoted towards everyone fighting each other or saying they want to fight each other after Canelo lost to Bivol. I felt like before Canelo lost to Bivol, I felt like everyone was very timid, right? Because I felt like everyone looked at Canelo, okay, like Canelo, he has the spot. Like, okay, yeah, he lost to Floyd, but that's voided, basically. And I felt like everybody was looking at Canelo like, okay, well, no matter what, Canelo's going to be that guy. And I felt like once he lost, that's when we got, okay, Ryan and Tank, then Crawford and Spence and all these other fights just started happening afterwards. So do you guys feel that was like a key change in the sport, you know, seeing Canelo lost? And it just seemed like, to me, it felt like everybody was running to fight each other to gain that
face of boxing or that new king of the sport, if that makes sense. Do you guys think that, or do you feel like it was just something else, or just Turk just came in and just changed the game?
I mean, I think everything played a part. I don't think any one thing was more significant than the other. And if you have to choose something, it got to be the money. You got to follow the money. I mean, Turk changed things because of the money.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's because I was just thinking about, like, okay, well, damn, because, you know, we wanted to see these fights way back, but it just seemed like everybody was timid. And once Canelo lost, and it was like, okay, everybody rushing to fight each other now. You know, we saw Ryan and Tank. Oh, whoever wins, a new face of boxing, and we got Bud and Spence and everything else.
I just think that the Bud and Spence fight started everything. You know, Ryan said it himself. Right. You know, and it just started to get people on that fighting the best. You know, Bud for Earl, Ryan turned around and fought like Tank. You know,
hold on. Canelo losing to Bivol had no impact.
That's my call, though, man. I appreciate y'all.
Canelo losing to Bivol had no impact on Canelo's career at all as far as being the face of boxing. What started it off was Ryan Garcia going against Golden Boy and making the Gervonta Tank Davis fight. That made everything go. That was the domino effect, Tank and Ryan.
I don't know. I feel like that didn't happen until Earl and Bud happened. That drove Ryan. I mean, he even tweeted, like, come on, man, we got to make these fights. I mean, that's how
but
I thought.
Tank and Ryan was first.
Oh, shit, you're right.
Then came Bud, and then once Bud saw that Tank and Ryan was getting alleged 30 and 40 M's, Bud was like, man, let's do it. Bud had Turkey Ali Sheik on the three-way before, and Spence was over there talking about back-end money.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't know if it was a Turkey Ali Sheik, but Bud did say he had that phone call for an investor that was willing to put up them M's.
Yeah.
Word. Let's see. We got Pac. What up?
TBV community, what up?
What up?
Yo, Two-Tone, the superstar. And I say the What's superstar, up? Bro, what up? Man, what up? What up? Great show as always. I'm glad you made a second show because I missed the morning one. Man, I just want to quickly say shout out Turkey. Sooner or later, he's going to own PBC and, you know, it's going to restore boxing at least for this decade, for at least a decade. Or maybe 15 years, it's going to be good. I originally wanted to call in just to make a joke and say, roll out, Amazon, let's go, baby. Let's go. We'll have in all of that. Bro, remember all that shit? Man. Well, anyways, about the PBC guys, I feel like, you know, this is my opinion, and it's probably not. Anyways, well, this is what I feel like it is. It's basically just a cash cow business. They got one guy who they feed all the money to, and then the rest of the guys are just starving without dates. And it's kind of been like that. So fighters who kind of sign to them and then they go without dates, it's kind of sad to see. And now they got the golden opportunity. Hopefully they take it. I'm sure they will. I don't see why they won't. And that type of stuff is going to fix boxing. I mean, Not just to put down PBC, plenty of other boxing promotions are pretty shady, and they're pretty much similar in how shady they can be. Like Golden Boy is no better, and et cetera, et cetera. But, man, living in a good time. Shout out Turkey. And shout out Jose Rayo, bro. He's going to beat Pitbull Cruz. A Chicano's going to beat his ass. And we're going to have the new face of Mexican boxing. It's going to be Jose Rayo. And, yeah, man, I'm looking forward to that. Let's go. Shout out TBB.
That's so crazy, bro. I promise you, I was so intrigued by that fight that today I figured, you know, like it was a thought that the morning show be like an early predictions. for Jose and Pitbull, or at least the whole Crawford card. I was gonna title it something like 2 weeks out, early predictions, and then I just decided on the other show.
Hey man, if I still got some airtime, I just want to quickly say about the Jake Paul thing. I watched the whole event. That shit was crazy. H2O got knocked out. I'm sure you guys already talked about that, seeing that. But yeah, shout out Jake, because I remember a few years ago, he came in the game. I knew what it was. I was a fan of him, and I was like, hey, bro, this is fixing the sport. And look at me. I stuck around, and I'm consuming way more traditional boxing than all that extra shit, and it's good. But he fixed the sport. How? Because he's putting people in opportunities to win. Like, pretty sure he had the GOAT, put her on a card.
Not the GOAT, but definitely other women.
Definitely. But definitely other reasons, like the 17,000 I think he had last week. H2O, I know he lost, but still at least in some way. What's his name? The body guy? At least he got an opportunity of a lifetime. He got the fucking potentially KO of the year. So that type of shit, man. Golden era. Let's go.
Let's go.
Great call. Great call. Tip, oh, counter.
Wait. Hey, you know what? His super fight is against the Nico Ali Walsh. That's all I got.
Who, Jake?
2 years from now. Yeah. You'll see.
I mean, he already offered it. He already offered it to Nico. Nico said no. He wasn't beat for the circus. And Nico's 60. Yes. He's a 60-pounder. Jake is a cruiserweight. Like, Jake would destroy Nico.
I know. I hear you. But money talks, you know. And I think in a few years from now, opinions will change. And I really think so.
If I'm Nico, I'm training right now. If I'm Nico, I'm turning to a cruiserweight right now for that bag. I don't know why he turned that down. I'm turning this all the way cruiserweight. Tip, on you.
Yeah, man. I heard some BS earlier while you was talking to my boy. Esau got a what? I'm sorry. Esau Cruz ain't even got to be on that car. Esau Cruz can headline a car by himself.
Man, coulda, shoulda, woulda. He signed a contract. He fighting, man. 2 weeks. Knock it off.
Cool.
Nobody want to hear what you think could have happened. It didn't happen.
Remember this. Turkey Alashik needed the PBC. The PBC ain't need Turkey Alashik, man. We know all the biggest talent comes from
hey,
the
man,
PBC.
Listen. Whatever makes you, whatever helps you swallow that pill, man, Turkey Alashik needed him. Okay. The point we is, seen, we got him.
We just seen Alexis Rocha fighting at my old high school gym. Meanwhile, y'all over here talking BS about David Morrell fighting
exactly.
at the Armory down in Minnesota.
Like, exactly why PBC, exactly why Golden Boy got thrown a lifeline. We seen what happened with Rocha. We seen him fighting in a PAL gym. So Turkey Alashik threw them a couple million-dollar bones.
Yeah. You know, all them other promotional companies need to work with Turkey Alashik because they can't put their guys on pay-per-view. I mean, technically, Oscar could put his guys on pay-per-view. But you know what I'm saying? The rest of them guys, of course, they need a turkey.
PBC
Alashik,
can't right? either. What are you talking about?
You tripping, bro.
Bro, they ain't even got enough pay-per-view dates dates to satisfy their fighters, bro. What are you talking about? You sitting here talking about three dates.
Bro,
they got over 200 fighters. You talking about three dates. Do the math. How many fighters didn't fight?
Hey, listen, come August, y'all, just know the rollout is here.
Yo, you sound silly still using that phrase.
Wilder had to slither up over there to Turkey Alashik, man. He
long
took
time.
The Afro beats over there.
Hey, Tone. What I say, man? When you sound with her, what happens? You know what I'm saying? We seen what happened to Wilder when he went over there.
Wilder got taken out. He got taken out of that protection plan.
Yeah, Wilder, go ahead. Mess with Riyadh season if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
they all get beat up over there.
Hey, we cooking out on the 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. We cooking out on the 4th of July. I don't know what these dudes doing, man. It's looking nasty over there, man. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, dude's talking about we got to go over there, you know what I'm saying, to re-our season, man. Listen, this PBC season over here, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better come get down with the program.
If PBC season, it must be winter, huh? It ain't summer on PBC, I tell you that. You motherfuckers freezing right now.
Wait till y'all start getting charged $79.99 for BS the zone cards. Like, come on, bro. Ooh. There you go.
Haters gon' hate. Y'all not winning, so you gotta kick shade. Now you wanna talk prices that ain't been hiked. And do I expect a price hike? Sure. You know what I'm saying? But haters gonna hate. They not winning, so they gotta kick shade. Like, damn, how could I hate on this? Oh, yeah. All right, the price. Yeah, the price gonna be high, ha. Like, bruh, stop hating, man. Stop hating. We just want boxing on one channel, man. That's it. Make it easy for us. Like, why y'all mad at that? Stone Bone, man. What up? Like, dude's actually mad at the sport getting fixed. It's crazy to me.
What up, man, that was hilarious. I thought that was one of them call-in radio skits, what they do, them phone taps, you know, them little skits they used to do on the morning radio show. I thought he was joking, talking about, and then, you know what this remind me of, bro? This remind me of 50 Cent song, man. Back in high school, he was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? These niggas are still living off of what PBC did in high school. You know what I mean? It's like you walking into McDonald's and all your homeboys is flipping burgers and we happy about what happened back in the hood. Like, no, we wasted half our time. We could have been farther in life, but we was doing wasting time. They had monopoly over the game. He had 200 fighters. I told you he should have started Ness. If you go back to the shows 4 or 5 years ago, I was saying, you know, Al should probably, before the zone even popped up, I was saying, Al should start the PBC app, do fights out of a studio. Remember, we talked about it during COVID. Just do fights at a location like Pro Box do. Do fights every other week and then do a pay-per-view every 6 weeks and we'll buy them. Like, these dudes wasted all this time, $1 billion, $500 million, two different times. And he wasted it. And he talking about dudes to be happy, we need PBC, all this. You know what Wilder did next? He went and got paid multiple times while other guys are still sitting around waiting for one fight. Wilder has left Al Haymon and fought twice when guys on PBC ain't even got a fight yet. That's what's going on. And Pitbull is smart. Ryo is smart. Them guys are saying, I'm not finna sit around and wait for a fight that might not happen or a date that should happen. I'm going to get the for show money. You know what I mean? What they say, messing over your for show pussy, trying to get some more pussy, you end up with no pussy. And that's what's going on with these guys. So all this PBC gangbanging, when you looking at PBC guys fighting on other platforms, what are you still gangbanging for? You seeing your Crip homeboy with a red flag, and you still running around gangbanging. Let it go, man. Just be for the sport, and you will end up on the right side of the sport, not right. The right side of an entertainment company. But all right, man, y'all hold it down. Hey, Annette, my boy had Logan Paul out here. He about to do something big, and they still hating on him. Mm. It don't matter what you do. He's giving opportunities to PBC fighters, and these guys are still blaming him. How about you be happy for the guys getting paid instead of sitting around waiting on a government handout from Al Haymon? Go get your money, Pitbull. Go get your money, Ryo. Go get your money, bud. Shout out to Omaha, man. Even Logan Paul them know what it is. All right, man. Peace.
Yeah, tip wild for that tomorrow. Ryo could do it. I mean, Pitbull could main event. Where? What date? What channel is it going to air on, man? Let that man shine on his bug card.
You may feel
one of
like
the strongest cards of the year, you know?
But it's not your time.
It's not your time, Tip. It's over. Damien, $5. He says, turkey emoji, like Thanos collecting Infinity Stones. Laugh out loud emoji. And we got H-Town.
What up, Ness?
Yo. I got Octo, $2. The savior of boxing, His Excellency, Turkey Alashik. First super chat of the day. New York Giants for life, $5. Turkey like Marlo. My name is my name in these boxing streets.
Two boxing glove emojis. Keep it moving. $2. Yo, boy, punch. Always in controversy. I don't know. Ryan. Doo-doo-doo. Oh, I guess he meant like Ryan and not I don't know. Okay. What happened with Punch? He on Twitter beefing with who? Rider of the Storm. What the F is the caller talking about? PBC stopped breathing and is in need of resurrection. PBC, excuse me, resuscitation. PBC has no choices but to allow their, oh, he put 304s to go out and date others. You guys are so disrespectful.
Yeah,
the,
man.
The fighters ain't got nothing to do with, like, they, you know, management, you know, playing keep away, man. Calling them 304s, man. Neil's water bottle, $2. Yo, Neil, shout out to you, though, because, like, that means you stuck around or you at least been listening since AJ versus Miller and you changed your screen name since then. And, yeah, like, you've been rocking with the gang for a minute. So, salute. For those that don't know, his name is a play on words to the My Situation. I was interviewing AJ during the press conference for Gerald Miller fight, and the questions got hot. So I guess AJ's security sensed that somehow and squirted me with water, bro. Disrespectful.
So, oh, yeah. I saw that video on YouTube.
So this dude made his screen name now. But that just shows how long he's been listening, so I appreciate you. Turkey collecting them like the Infinity Stones. Devil emoji, fire emoji. Right back at us with another two-pounder. He says, they waiting on Al to change like an abusive ex. Laugh out loud. That is very true. That is very true. MadBet 100 champs. Level $2. Daily dose of Tank Oil. What does Tank study? Sleep study. Tank Neek. Okay. Tyrone the Great, $2. I am convinced Mad Bent is Tank. Nah, man. He ain't going to be talking in the third. H-Town, trying you again.
Yo, Ness, can you hear me?
Yeah.
H-Town, baby. Hey, man, you know, bow down to Turk, triple your worth, you know? Get that money.
I like that.
Hey, what are they complaining about pricing, bro? Imagine we could get off all these damn apps and be on one app. You saving money right there. Just tripping, yeah. Tip's tripping. A little Tip was tripping, man. He needs to chill out. You know, I know his PBC gangbanging. I know his PBC street team. He just mad because he's going to be out of a job. He can't be banging PBC no more. He's going to have to get that tattoo cover up, you know. It's crazy, man. This is the best thing that can happen for boxing, man.
Bro, tattoo cover up is wild. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Damn, they're covering up the tats out there.
You know he's got PBC on his lower back. You know that. You know how Tip works.
Why you got to give him? He gave him the tramp stamp. Why you gave a man a tramp stamp? Like, that's crazy.
You know how the light-skinned dudes do it?
Damn. That main event Tip.
Word.
Hey, but Ness, man, this is great, man. Why are we complaining, bro? I mean, we're putting all the money on the same table. Everybody knows how much money you got to eat, man. You can plan out the whole year now. We don't got to be waiting. These guys don't got to be on 4-week camps or 2-week camps or I switched my opponent the last week, you know? Hey, I mean, what more do we want? This is great, man. I'm happy as hell, man. Maybe we get it like the UFC. We get the best versus the best every year. We don't have to wait 10 years to get the best. You know, we won't have to fall into this Tank Lomachenko problem that we got. That one guy is upset that he had to wait 7 years, and the other guy, you know, thinks he finally got an advantage, so now he wants to fight. You know, we got that fight 4 or 5 years ago and met right in the middle. But, yeah, man, it's a great day in boxing. Everybody need to respect this. All the PBC gangbangers, go ahead, put your flag away. Get your white T-shirt on with the PBC Rest in Peace on there. No more gangbanging. Put Al Heyman on the front of that white T-shirt. You know? I'm out.
Mike Likes TV, $5. Logged in late. Turkey Alasheek signed Golden Boy and Top Rank. Where will they display their fights? Everything stays the same. They just signed agreements and announced the co-op, you know. So right now everybody stays where they're at. But the hope is that when Top Rank's contract is up in 2025, they go over to DAZN, like Frank Warren is rumored to go over to DAZN. We got Tip Bayless with another one. Counter. Yo.
Every card from now on need to be fired, too. No mid cards. That's over.
You know, the funny thing is, man, this whole Riyadh season card for Terrence Crawford, it's a PBC card, man, because we not watching that card for Jared Big Baby Anderson.
You lie. You know, you lie. I'm certainly watching it for Gerald Miller and Andy Ruiz. I'm certainly watching it for Rayo and Pitbull. I'm certainly watching it for Crawford and Masvidal. Like, you just wilding right now, man. You might have should have let a few calls go by to come up with a better counter.
Nobody even knows who Madrimov is.
It's
nobody
all right. I like style matchups.
People who like Terrence Crawford don't even know Terrence Crawford fighting. Like, come on, bro.
I know.
They don't know who his opponent is.
I know. Like, let's be for real. I like Crawford, and I know. He just had Isaac a send-off Cruz in Omaha. All those thousands of people that showed up, I heard it was over 12. I'm pretty sure they know, too.
Man, Isaac Cruz is selling this fight, man. That's why I was in L.A., man.
Isaac Cruz. Isaac Cruz ain't got one interview talking about this card.
He ain't got to, man.
Exactly.
No, when he out Cali, he gonna sell, man. That's how it works. Isaac Cruz season, man. PBC season. Stand up. You know what I'm saying?
Eminem about to tweet it.
Oh, I meant to tell Clarissa too, man. Damn, it's a shame that she can't even get Eminem to walk around. How Eminem walk out Terrence Crawford before he walked out Clarissa Shields? It's just nasty work out here.
You already anyway, know, man. Crawford the GOAT. She the GOAT. It's different.
That's crazy. She from Michigan. But look, man.
So is Floyd, bro. He ain't even signed up. What we talking about?
Man, it's crazy out here. But look, y'all keep talking about Big Turk bringing y'all all these fights and the fights y'all wanted. Y'all still ain't named the fight he gave y'all that y'all wanted. Did y'all want Crawford versus Madrimov?
Yeah, man. That's what you ain't getting. Like, he do fights that even though I didn't want them, like, meaning I wasn't out here actively asking for them, they are good fights. Dubois, AJ, good fight. You know,
man, he ain't give y'all a fight that y'all wanted.
Man, you a hater, bro. Why you hating, bro? Stop watching his cards, then. Stop watching his cards, then. Stop watching. Stop watching, then.
Come on, bro.
You can't help yourself but watch.
Stream these boys. We outside, man. Stream these boys. We outside. Come Riyadh season. Yeah.
You a thief, then. You a thief.
But look, man. Listen. While I'm saying that, Big Bang Zane's still talking about he not getting an Anthony Joshua fight. Man, this is what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, and Big Bang Zhang allegedly ducked Jared. Yo, that's what Turkey wanted. He wanted Jared to fight the winner of Zhang Wilder. And Zhang trying to swerve.
That's disrespectful.
Zhang trying to swerve.
Like Zhang 40 years old, and you want him to fight.
Yo, that's how it go. 40-year-olds got to fight the youngins. That's how it go. You know, you see Loma was about to fight Tank. That's how it go.
Get your bag.
William.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, man. I just want to let it be known that Turkey Alashik is doing the right thing, man. I think he's doing the right thing for boxing. And I think all these PBC guys, they need to hold their horses, man, and calm down, man. Because, I mean, Turkey Alashik, he's trying to see the best fight the best. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what all this complaining and all this stuff is going on. I mean, he's trying to see the best fight the best. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. All these dudes complaining about, you know, PBC and Al Haymon and all that stuff. That PBC, Al Haymon, that shit is about to sink. You know, they only got one fight over there. That's Tank Davis. And that's all they got. You know what I mean? So the only problem with the Turkey Alashik thing is how would they be able to build like a prospect fighter? You know what I mean? That's the only problem they might run into. You know what I'm saying? How they gonna build a prospect fighter or build an Olympian fighter? But that's here and there. That's something they worry down in the future. But I think it's good what he's doing. So all you PVC haters, y'all kick rocks. Y'all out there just running y'all damn mouths. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. That's pretty much all I got to say for right now. You know what I mean? Is that y'all PBC haters, so y'all just stop hating. And I'm out.
All right. Joey Spencer announced that he's training for the August 17th date. He didn't say card. He says training to fight in the ring August 17th. Will he be on that Caleb Plant card? He is a PBC fighter.
He should be.
Joey Spencer.
Now can we get Shushu versus Nick Ball?
Yeah. Why not?
Shushu ranked number one in the WBA.
That's a tough fight for Shushu. We gonna see. Is he like that?
What about my man Rafael Espinoza? Ray Vargas.
You may feel like it's
he already working with Turkey. That's what I'm saying. Like the PBC has already slowly been sending fighters over. You know what I'm saying? Now the mass takeover will be announced. That's what I feel. Nike Hendricks, yes, Nike Hendricks, what up?
Yo, you got me?
Got you.
Shouts out to the Boxing Voice, man. Shouts out to the whole family, everybody who on right now. I've been catching it lately, man. I've been working a lot, you know, but Turkey Alashik working with the top ranking Golden Boy. Hey, that's nice right there. So would they like do the same thing as Matchroom and Queensberry?
That's what we hoping, that we get to see a 5v5.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. Top rank. Because, see, top rank the one with all the young prospects. Like, everybody else got older fighters. They not, like, up there unless it's a fucking Tank, a Crawford, a Canelo, a Better B, somebody like that. But other than that, top rank got all them young guns, man. So I like to see that right there. Golden Boy got some young guns too, though. I just don't really know as much of them as I know of top rank. So, shit, I like that right there. But, too, man, what they trying to say? They trying to say Loma ducking Tank now?
Yes, sir. Loma just said via Bob Arum that he ain't coming back till 2025 now. He pushed it back. He said first quarter. Loma's expected back first quarter 2025.
Now, I don't get this shit, though, Ness, man. How is he ducking Tank now? When if he say, oh, I don't want to fight you, Tank, or I'm chilling right now, now he ducking. But when they was like, oh, he not ready for Loma, or Loma trying to get belts or whatever, belts collect dust. Then it was, I don't get this shit, man. Boxing and they narratives, man, how they switch up so easy on the motherfuckers. Now Loma ducking Tank. At first Tank was ducking Loma. Like, damn, man, how about we just get a fight, a good fight from somebody. Like, keep this shit rolling. They don't need to fuck it up in the middle of the year, man. Not the middle of the year, man. We need some more good-ass fights. Keep this shit rolling. And shouts out to that young gun. Like I said, in top right, Adula Mason. I'm on that hype train right there. I like him, man. I've been watching a couple of his fights lately and shit. I like that young guy right there, man. But y'all keep doing y'all thing. I'm out.
I, champ, appreciate you as always. Think that brings it to an end. I got Mad Bent, $5. How many sons Tank beat in front of their fathers? Tankificent Winter. Yo, H-Town Counter. My man is hilarious.
What up, Ness? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
H-Town, baby. Hey, a little tip of the narrative flipper, bro. Why is he asking stupid questions like, who wanted this Crawford versus Matt? Was it Magnum's fight? Are we forgetting that the PBC blocked Crawford from going to fight that young boy? Was it the Flaming Inferno Tower, Pandora? So we're going to just ignore that the reason we got this fight is because the PBC are the ones that blocked Crawford and they're trying to block him again like they did before and protecting Earl? Man, get out of here, Tip, man. You and your revisionist history, bro. Keep it 100, bro. PBC don't want to give you the fights. They want to rob us for the money, give us showcase fights, and call them 50-50 fights. Calling Frank Martin versus Tank, you know, this big old test. But we all knew that it was no damn test. You know, C-class fighter versus Tank. Man, hopefully all that bull crap's out the door now, Ness. And, man, Tip, man, just, I mean, I guess, go to the UFC or something, homeboy. Maybe you could bang the UFC colors or something. I mean, I know you ain't going to bang no other crew, man, you know. No more PVC banging, so I don't know what you're going to do with your time now. But, yeah, man, that's about it, man. I just keep it 100, man. Keep it true. Don't be lying on my boy Bud. He's there because that's all that's left. Everybody else running scared. I'm out.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Let's see here. That looks like everybody. Ness GTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on another one tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern. Arrivederci.